COVID-19 has caused economic pain throughout the country, but nowhere more than the Lower South Island, where the numbers on the dole have increased more than 50% since February. Unsurprisingly, tourist mecca Queenstown Lakes has been hardest hit. But as Timothy Brown reports, there's still hope there and among its neighbours.
Before COVID-19 entered New Zealand's lexicon, Queenstown Lakes was among the easiest places to find work in the country. In February, only 100 people in the district needed the job seekers' benefit. 9 months on, and a 480% spike shows the effects of COVID-19. Mayor Jim Bolt says there's no denying the enormity of the pandemic's effects on the district's economy, but the efforts of the council and community have softened the blow.
We had a report done by Infometrics early in the piece after lockdown, which predicted a much worse situation, and that was based on a do-nothing scenario, and we certainly haven't done nothing. But you come back to the fact that international tourism was worth $1.9 billion to our small part of the world. That's gone, and it's going to be some time before it comes back, so things are pretty tough.
The district's almost singular focus on tourism exacerbated the problem. The chair of the district's regenerative recovery group, Simon Telfer, says the sector was causing headaches even before the pandemic.
You look at Wanaka Airport and Queenstown Airport challenges, you look at wastewater and three waters infrastructure, transport and transport infrastructure, impact on the environment. Those were conversations that were all being had pre-COVID, and COVID has certainly brought into light.
Mr. Telfer says there's a chance for a reset, and diversifying the economy is the only way to protect against future economic fallout. He says the district can be a leader in IT and sustainable agriculture in New Zealand. The neighbouring Central Otago district is the third most affected in the country. Mayor Tim Cadogan believes the doubling of job seekers is due to proximity to Queenstown Lakes. He says the local horticulture sector is crying out for workers, and though many unemployed will take up jobs when they're available, it's not as easy as suggested.
I totally understand why people go, well, why don't the ones on the dole just go from A to B and get stuck in? But on the other hand, and I've been in this situation, when I first came to Central Otago, I was on the DPB with a two-year-old and a one-year-old. You don't have the money to actually put a tank of gas in the car and pack up a chilli bin and get yourself here and find somewhere to live. It's a hell of a gamble.
Across the Lower South, many are talking of a two-speed recovery, with the worst effects of the pandemic missing most, but those who were struggling to make ends meet beforehand now in a perilous state. And for some of the communities most vulnerable, the effects haven't been all economic. A prominent member of South Canterbury's Filipino community, Lilia Greaves, says she knows of migrant workers who now call New Zealand home, who have had to grieve loved ones from thousands of kilometres away due to border restrictions.
Quite a few of them, either the father or the mother died, that they can't really go home. And that is really hard. That is the hardest thing for them.
The country's six most affected districts are in the South Island. But Thames Coromandel has experienced a 63% rise in job seekers. Whitianga Social Services Manager Cheryl Fitzpatrick says the pandemic's effects have been far-reaching.
Community and iwi groups are supporting people with food parcels. We've noticed an increase in family violence, and our social work team here have also said that there's been an increase in the request for relationship counselling.
Ms. Fitzpatrick is calling for simple solutions, such as a local driver's licence testing centre, so young people can get their licence to get themselves to any available work. Because throughout the country, everyone agrees, every little thing helps. For Morning Report, Timothy Brown.